Welcome to episode 93 of the Snowflake Snow Pro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yaqub Abdul-Hakim from BrightFlux, and as a certified Snowflake user, I'll guide you through one of the crucial features you need to master for your certification: fail-safe features in Snowflake. Today, we'll dive deep into the intricacies of Snowflake's fail-safe features, understanding how they work, why they are important, and how you can leverage them to ensure data durability and recovery in your Snowflake environment. Let's start with the basics. Fail-safe is Snowflake's last line of defense designed to protect your data, making sure it's recoverable even in the event of a disaster. Once the data retention period specified by the time travel feature expires, Fail-safe provides an additional 7-day period during which Snowflake retains your data. Now, it's important to note, during this fail-safe period, data is strictly not accessible to customers. This period is reserved for Snowflake's internal operations team should a recovery be needed. The idea here is not for day-to-day access, but for providing a window in case of extreme scenarios where critical data might be at risk. One key aspect of fail-safe is how it works, hand in hand with Snowflake's time travel feature. Time travel allows you to access historical data from up to 90 days in the past, depending on your subscription tier. However, once that period is over, fail-safe kicks in, offering a buffer period for Snowflake to safeguard your data. Understanding how to navigate time travel and fail-safe is pivotal for Snowflake users, especially those looking to ensure data integrity and recovery capability. For instance, knowing the exact window you have to recover data or perform audits is essential. Now let's discuss the technicalities. Implementing fail-safe doesn't require any action from the user. It's an automatic built-in feature within Snowflake. However, recognizing its existence and understanding its timing and implications can help you better plan your data strategy and recovery processes. It's also critical to understand what fail-safe covers. Fail-safe is designed to protect all your data stored in Snowflake, including tables, schemas, and databases. But remember, like any feature, it's always a good practice to have an additional external backup strategy. Even though Snowflake provides robust data protection mechanisms, finally, preparing for the Snow Pro Core certification exam requires not just understanding fail-safe features theoretically, but recognizing their practical applications and implications in real-world scenarios. Think about how you can apply this knowledge when designing your Snowflake architecture and managing data lifecycle policies. As we wrap up today's session, keep in mind that mastering fail-safe and other Snowflake features will not only help you pass your certification exam, but also empower you to build resilient, scalable, and efficient data platforms. Dive deep into documentation, participate in forums, and practice what you learn. Thank you for joining me, Yaqub Abdul-Hakim, on this deep dive into Snowflake's fail-safe features. Until next time, stay curious and keep learning.